This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big week in the ATL. SEC Media Day is going on, and our buddy Peter Burns is sitting down with us, ESPN SEC Network studio analyst. I love his work, man. I was watching you guys this morning, as a matter of fact, Peter, so thanks for jumping on with us here on Dukes and Bell. We'll be down there tomorrow, as a matter of fact, broadcasting live at SEC Media Days with the All-Star Game today here in the ATL. We are at Murph's Cobb Galleria, guys. Come on out and see us. Peter, I want to start with Kirby Smart and his comments today and talking about how young his team is. He lost a lot of experience. But, you know, he was talking about this transactional thing in college football, and I want to get your thoughts on this because Mike and I were talking about it to start the show today. Kirby's saying he still believes in relationships, and he doesn't want this stuff to just be, you know, hey, we're cutting you a check and you come play for us. It's got to be more than that. Peter, how hard is that, though, now in college football for all of these SEC coaches?
Well, it's hard. And I'll be honest with you guys. My relationship with y'all is over. Y'all didn't send the helicopter down here to come pick me up after this interview to come out here for the All-Star game. I mean, geez. Y'all got it going right there. I think what Kirby says is true because he grew up in a situation where you're recruiting these guys for the time that, hell, they're eighth graders, ninth graders. And I feel that's lost now. That these guys would sit there and go, all right, for freshmen, and Kirby has done a great job. I mean, he's crushing it and recruiting like he always does. And he has those relationships. And then the transfer portal opens, and then you start speed dating. And it's like, how do you make sure I bring the right guys in this environment? How do I make sure that I have guys that are going to fit when Kirby, who probably gets after his players as hard as anybody in all of college football, are ready for that moment, and they're not just looking for a paycheck? So it's an interesting balance right now. And Kirby finds himself at the tail end of that Nick Saban era where you could just stack first-round draft pick after first-round draft pick on this rosters, and now it's more like an NFL parity world where it's like the Falcons have a salary cap and everybody has to kind of react on into that salary cap, and that's why you see a lot more parity in college football and especially here in the SEC.
And that's the thing, Peter, because Georgia doesn't have a top 10 payroll right now, which is kind of interesting as far as what other teams are doing. Like Texas, they just got the best player out of Georgia, Tyler Atkinson. And I know Kirby says, if you want to be coached hard, you come to Georgia. But, I mean, you know, but this is the fine line which separates a national championship from a runner-up, isn't it?
By the way, it's funny because I was walking right through the halls and I was saying hi to Steve Sarkisian right before he went into one of his interviews, and he was on his phone, and I'm like, what the hell is Sark watching on his phone on media days? And it was this young man deciding, you know, that he was going to come out to Texas. And so I saw him about 15 minutes later after his interview, and I go, oh, I see what you were watching now. And I go, you probably knew the kid was coming. And he goes, dude, you never know. You had no idea. Because he goes, I knew Kirby was lurking at that point. So, yeah, I mean, listen, there's still that competition right now for all of these teams, and I look at the college football now with the amount of parity, is that, yes, there is a salary cap. Yes, there are teams that are having that are spending a little bit more money, but there's still people that want to play for Kirby because it's still the damn gold standard of college football. I'm a firm believer in that through and through. And so what Saban used to get, kind of the discount of wanting to play for Coach Saban, there's still players that want to do that because when you see that those colors of the Georgia Bulldogs, you know it's going to be an excellent product.
Peter, who, in your opinion, is the best quarterback into the season? We know that will change.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I'm a Texas guy. I went there, and Arch is getting all this love. He's getting all this love. And I think it's a dangerous position because Texas is not used to their quarterback getting this kind of love. I mean, with all due respect, you know, you're going back to Vince Young.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, okay, maybe he'll handle it, maybe he won't. But is he truly the best quarterback coming into the season?
There's no way I'd buy that. And not because I don't believe in Arch Manning. I think Arch is going to be fantastic. And I love that the plan that they had for Arch was come in, you redshirt your freshman year, you're going to play a little bit more your next year, and then I'm going to give you the reins. That was the reason why the whole game plan that Sark pitched him on has worked. And so that's great. But if you look at Garrett Nussmeier, you know, coming back for his fifth year, I think he's fantastic. Lenore Sellers, guys, is just an absolute beast of a human. Like, you walk with him and you're just like, all right, well, I need to get to the gym like tomorrow. And the kid Austin Simmons, that all week long, the most impressive young man that I've had a chance to meet. And I say young man because he's 19 years old. He was homeschooled. He skipped two grades early. Is Austin Simmons, the new quarterback over at LSU? I mean, over at Ole Miss. And remember, guys, in that Georgia game, when Jackson Dart went down, I'm thinking, oh, well, they're just going to hand the ball off and see if Jackson's okay. They threw it like seven straight passes, and it was the same game plan. And I asked him about that. I'm like, hey, were you scared? He goes, no. I mean, Lane just said we're going to run the same plays, so we did. And he was so cool, calm, collected. He's like I don't even want to say more confident, but a bigger, faster, stronger version of Tua. Hell, he even told me he grew out his hair longer because people kept calling him Tua because they looked the same. It's going to be fun to see him develop. I think Ole Miss does take a step back because defensively they're not going to be good as they were last year, especially up front, but he's going to be fun as hell to watch.
We're talking with Peter Burns, guys, ESPN SEC Network studio analyst. He's over there down the street at the Omni and where all the stuff's going on. We'll be there tomorrow, by the way, for SEC Media Days. The story today, every year there's a couple of questions. Is Hugh Freeze playing too much golf? So what is going on here? But the recruiting rankings really are that pitiful.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great. But then again, winning cures everything, right? And Hugh can shut everybody the hell up if he goes out there and wins against Baylor right off the jump. And then Jackson Arnold becomes the guy that was the number three recruit back in 2023 and the savior of this program. I think Hugh suffers sometimes from being stubborn because he believes in what he can do so much. And I think last year, instead of going into the portal, they said, I'm going to make Peyton Thorne work because I'm that good of a play caller and offensive mind. And it just flat out didn't work. He knew he needed to make a change, to credit to him for doing that. But it's a big season for the Auburn Tigers, and they grow restless. And I don't know if you ever heard this, but you know, the Auburn fans, they normally get a little fired up, to say the least.
A little bit.
Peter, you don't believe this nonsense that Greg McElroy's talking about. We love Greg, but come on, Greg. I mean, to put the idea out there, well, I'm hearing, you know, Saban could return. Where?
Yeah.
Where is he going, Peter? This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Hey, yeah. I mean, listen, I think even Greg kind of said it tongue-in-cheek, and I think it's one of these things when you have, like, 9,000 different live mics throughout it, everyone's like, maybe? And then you start thinking about it, and after a while, you're like, I mean, why not? And then after I have, like, the ninth gin and tonic, I'm like, all right, well, here's the deal. Brian Kelly retires to Ireland and plays golf, and he's back at LSU, and this is great. Like, I will say this. I mean, the word that was used was, like, malpractice. And Lane Kiffin said it yesterday. It's malpractice that Nick Saban, who absolutely still has his fastball, I mean, we work with him, and he's as sharp as he's ever been, is not involved in the game of college sports right now on a coaching level. But I think, you know, just like Mac Brown did, like Roy Williams did, Coach K, these legends don't believe that the game that we watch in front of us right now behind the scenes is built the same. But I'll be honest with you. I consume college football like I consume my fast food. I don't want to be in the kitchen. I don't.
Right.
But I'm sure as hell going to eat it and consume the hell out of it. That's why I got a little spare tire. I got a 4-pack instead of a 6-pack like Jordan Rogers does. So.
For sure.
It's Peter Burns, guys, ESPN SEC analyst. He's down there at the SEC Media Days. So they signed sort of a non-aggression pact, the Big Ten and the SEC last fall.
Well, the hell with that. Screw them. I mean, that's a Ponzi scheme of a conference right there. I mean, you got one or two teams. You got Michigan and Ohio State, and everybody else is schedule fillers. Go look at what Indiana did today.
They just dropped Virginia.
How weak of a move is that to go out there and play the Amish School of Technology or whoever the hell they're going to play?
Like Austin that, Peay and Kennesaw State, by the way.
I mean, come on. What are we doing? The reason why is because they know that they can hide under the perceived perception that the Big Ten is the best conference in college football when it's only one or two teams. Penn State's fine, but you're not going to sell me that they're the powerhouse that Georgia is or that Alabama is going to be this year or Texas is going to be. I'm just not buying this. So, again, but they're gaming the system. And while we want to rip them, I guess maybe they're smart over there because they're realizing that they can game the system, not play anybody in their non-conference schedule, and use the shield of the Big Ten being as perceived the same equal value as the SEC, and that's a bunch of BS.
Little Birdie told me your Twitter profile may be lying. You are not the worst bunker player in the history of college golf, and that you get in the pockets. Is this true or false?
I can't confirm or deny that. although the last time I was here, I had a bad memory. I was having dinner last night with Rick Neuheisel, and I was asking about golf, and he goes, it's not as good as the last time we played Peachtree. You want to know a guy that can play some golf. Rick Neuheisel. If Rick asks you to play golf, say absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
I'm still – there was a comma in what I lost to him at Peachtree that one time. So,
whoa.
It's not good.
That's funny. Hey, man, we love your work, brother. Keep it up. I know you'll be here in the next few days. We'll hopefully get a chance to see you tomorrow and just give you a big shout-out. But appreciate you stopping by, Peter. Thanks so much.
Always, guys. Y'all enjoy the game tonight, all right?
Yeah, man.
Cool beans.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Peter Burns, guys. SEC Network. He does a terrific job. He's the co-host of the SEC this morning, which they do a terrific job. They've been here all week, and they'll be here for the next few days.
So now we're talking about today. Every year there's a few storylines. I mean, this is nothing like being over in Hoover a couple years ago when somebody hits Philip Fulmer with a subpoena. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
the Alabama case about grabbing a player from Memphis and paying. We're not getting that kind of juice or that kind of heat so far, but it was kind of interesting. Brian Kelly answered some tough questions about expectations for them, and we just talked about Hugh Freeze with Peter Burns. And then, of course, Kirby. Kirby continuing to say, look, you know, you come here if you want to be coach, but then in the same week that Kirby's talking to the media, we see Texas sign the number one player in the state of Georgia from Grayson High School, and it's about money. So you've still got to find a way to close that gap. Is it make you nervous if you're a Georgia fan to see that Georgia is not in the top 10 as far as the payroll right now?
Yes and no, because you still have to be smart in who you're spending on. But I'll say this, too. There's the reason why he went to Texas is twofold. One is Georgia's linebacker room is loaded. It's a testament to what Kirby and his coaches have done. It's easy to say you're going to come here and you're going to start, no matter how talented you are. Mike, he really can go to Texas and have a bigger impact more quicker or immediately than he could at Georgia.
But Saban could stack him.
He could. You can't do that now.
You just can't stack him.
You can't do that now.
That's why Georgia hasn't won a national championship the last 2 years.
So when you say it's about money, yeah, the money was there. But I also think the opportunity – listen, all these kids, they still – the main thing is can I go play? How soon do I get on the field? And if that is quicker at Texas than it's going to be at Georgia simply because the room is stacked and you got guys that are better than you right now in the program, then that's another reason to make this kind of decision. And by the way, Texas being in the SEC, and I was telling Day-Day this, this is why Oklahoma and Texas wanted to come. They realize the recruiting hotbed of the Southeast, you're killing it in the Texas area and certainly in the mid part of the country. But now you can tell this kid, we'll be back in your part of the country. We're going to play Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Auburn. You're going to get plenty of your family and friends to come see you play. So it's not as big of a selling point where it used to be, hey, well, how often are my family or my parents going to get a chance to see me play? But I say all that to say I am surprised that Georgia is not higher on the list when you talk about payroll. I am.
Also today we learned that Will Muschamp is still alive. He just was a clerical error why he was not listed on Georgia's coaching staff. You're going to hear Kirby Smart's conversation.
Oh, you mean
Andy,
like
a clerical error with Kirk Cousins
Okay.
when it came to his injuries.
Clerical error.
Okay.
Thank you, Kirk. But yeah, man, that was answered today. So just simply, it was an oversight from the SID or whoever typed it up. But Will Muschamp is still working on the defensive coaching staff.
Hey, man, I want to mention this because we talked about it. The Jets are paying their guys. Sauce Gardner just got his deal. 4 years, ties him to the team till 2030. So under his current deal with the extension, he's there till 2030. And he got paid $60 million guaranteed. Remember yesterday, it was Garrett Wilson. Today, it is Sauce Gardner. And remember, Gardner's pretty damn good, guys. Defensive Rookie of the Year, two-time first-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler, and now he's the highest-paid corner in the NFL.
So the A.J. Terrell deal certainly doesn't look too bad right now. It's amazing. Every year, market gets reset. Do you think we'll see a Drake London deal before this camp's over?
No.
I don't think either.
I don't think so. Hey, man, we're coming back. Bruce Feldman's going to join us. We'll talk to him from The Athletic about all this college football news as we are front and center this week with SEC Media Days. We're live at the All-Star Game, guys, right here at Cobb Gallery at Murph's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're getting ready for the college football season. SEC Media Days going on. It's Dukes and Bell live from Murph's Cobb Gallery as we get ready for the All-Star Game tonight. Mike went to the Home Run Derby last night. He'll go to the All-Star Game tonight. And we see a lot of Braves fans, man, obviously here, but we've seen fans from all over the country.
Yeah, man, just where we were sitting, there was a guy from wearing a Giants jersey. There were some folks from Chicago. Pretty funny because guys like there were Cubs fans. We saw some guys from the South Side, from the greater Chicagoland area, for the White Sox. So I did the Hawk Harrelson impression. The guy's like, there you go. But, yeah, it's just nice to have people from all over. The battery, as I said, was just packed. I mean, everybody. So I think there's certainly more people here than obviously have the tickets for the events.
I would agree. And that, it'll probably be the same thing tonight, just kind of hanging out for those who can't get in. Hey, let's talk to our buddy Bruce Feldman, guys, as we continue talking about college football, specifically SEC Media Days and what's been going on in and around college football. Bruce writes for The Athletic, does a terrific job of covering the game. And appreciate you as always, Bruce. You know, everybody's talking about the SEC. There really were no coaching changes, per se. And Kirby was talking to one of our shows earlier today, and he said, look, NIL's kind of changed the administrative side of this, where you got to think twice about firing a coach when you're paying all these players. Yeah, they're going to leave, and you could lose all your players. Do you buy that? Do you think there's something to that and how coaches will retain their jobs maybe even during this NIL period because of the cost that is associated with changing coaches and bringing in new players?
I think there's definitely an element of that. I think the other thing that's happened is the buyouts got so big and the contracts for head coaches got so big that unless you're Texas A&M, and obviously that happened with Jimbo, I'm not sure, and I know this because, like, we did a big story on Florida State and how they kind of fell apart last year, and I talked to an AD at a big school. And I broached that issue of how viable it is to, we saw Texas A&M do it. And that guy said, I just think that's more of a one-off. I don't know how many schools. It was like, could I technically do it? Yeah, it's such a financial hit to ask big money people to swallow $80 million. And so I think that also has factored into it. I think there's just a lot of pieces of, timing-wise, I think there'll probably be a lot more head coaching changes this year, especially in the big schools, because in the power conferences, you basically had not a lot. You had North Carolina and Purdue. Those aren't huge jobs. It wasn't too much more than that, whereas I think this year you'll probably get more than that.
You feel that this is a kind of a make-or-break year? Not make-or-break. He's not going anywhere, to your point about big-money coaches. But is this year that Texas grabs the brass ring?
I think there's a really good chance of that. I know that they have to replace almost the entire offensive line, and obviously they're breaking in Arch, who there's big expectations, but he only played a little bit last year. But I think right now, I think it's really up for grabs. I mean, you look at the defending national champs, they have to replace both coordinators and a ton of guys who went to the NFL. And I just feel like it's just not the same thing in terms of, like, who's loaded. I mean, Kirby Smart's there, today at SEC Media, he's talking about just how much of the roster is first and second year guys. You know, it's not to say they didn't bring in some really talented guys in the portal, but that's just, I think it's just hard to look at a school and go, okay, this is their year.
Yeah, there's so much unpredictability in the entire season, let alone the college football playoff itself. Bruce Feldman, our guest, guys, with The Athletic, talking to him about all things SEC. Speaking of hot seats, so who do you think going into the season, just looking at the big picture, okay? Because I've been on this Brian Kelly thing, and I said to Mike, there's three games in a six-week period. If you lose to Clemson, you lose to Florida 2 weeks later, and then you've got Ole Miss, you could have three L's. And I just don't know if he could withstand that with what people are already saying about LSU. What do you see with LSU with Nussmeier coming back specifically and Brian Kelly?
I mean, they've spent a ton of money. Brian Kelly has not been shy about talking about how this is the best roster he's had. Hmm. If you lose against a really good Clemson team in a tough place, that'd be his fourth season opening loss. I think it's LSU. The expectations, it's crazy to say it, because it was Notre Dame, but the expectations are higher at LSU than they were in South Bend.
I agree.
Now you play tougher teams, but the one thing Ed Orgeron, Les Miles, and Nick Saban had in common, the only thing, was each of them won national titles in Baton Rouge. If you're Brian Kelly, and they also all did it within their first 4 years.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, and again, if they don't make the playoff this year, I think there will be just people, and people who matter there will be beside themselves about this is not working out. You can be a terrific coach, but fit matters. He may be a better coach for Notre Dame than he is as a fit in LSU. We'll see. I mean, I think his quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, is terrific. He's got a lot of good skill talent they brought in. They upgraded the defense. You know, they got a little better last year in Blake Baker's first year as a defense coordinator. I would expect them to make a big jump. But I'm fascinated. They're the most intriguing team in college football this year for all those reasons.
It's Bruce Feldman, guys, from The Athletic. As we're live, guys, from Murph's getting ready for the All-Star Game. And, of course, it's SEC Media Day. There's a lot of stuff going on here in Atlanta. The Big Ten is top-heavy, but they're the defending champs back-to-back. SEC fans hate this, Bruce, because they feel that, obviously, the SEC won through – how many teams now, Carl? 16?
Yes.
I lose track, Bruce.
That's correct.
It's still better. But do you believe that, you know, the conference versus conference, the SEC is the better conference?
Yeah, it's deeper. I mean, it's just deeper. Even when – you know, if Georgia took a step back after, you know, the great couple title run years, they're still a superpower. Texas is loaded. You know, you have a bunch of teams, whereas I feel like right now in the Big Ten, you had Ohio State, who is recruiting like those other teams, the other superpowers. And Oregon, I think, is close to that. And Penn State is close to that. You know, Michigan fell off last year. I think, you know, it seems like they've upgraded recruiting. But after that, I feel like the SEC feels like it runs about 8 deep, whereas the Big Ten runs about 4 deep.
Yeah, I would agree. Hey, I want to ask you, and this is not a college football question. This is a dad question, because I saw you coached your son's Pee Wee football team, and you wrote a nice piece about it and got great response talking about the things you learned. What did you learn, Bruce? Because we all think we can coach. We coach Little League. Some people are involved with their kids all the way through high school, and then they get to college, and, you know, like Dion, for example, you know, coaching his sons. But what did you learn in that process? Because it's kind of funny, because I think all of us feel like we could come off the couch and be this great coach.
Yeah, the one thing I learned more than anything was, after covering college football for 25 years and being around a lot of coaches, a lot of the things that I thought were coach speak and cliches are really good things for parenting. And so, you know, I tried to, the more I was kind of thought about it, I was like, all right, I'm going to do what some of the coaches, like, I spent a ton of time around Mike Leach. You know, I wrote his book, and, you know, we had a lot of conversations. And a lot of the stuff of keeping it simple, you know, repping a lot of things so you get good at certain things. You try to stay positive because they're kids as best you can. You want them to have fun. You want them to come back. You know, like, you know, it's a little different because I feel like what motivates and how, if you're trying to connect with one kid, because I've now coached for, like, I don't know, 8 seasons or so, and it's what works with one kid. If you were trying to settle down one, it may not work with another one. They're all wired a little differently. They're all at different levels of emotions. So you just want them to have fun. And if you're lucky, you have a really good group of parents. And we've been really lucky because, like, the football team I have on Friday nights, you know, they've been together for a while. And I don't think anybody's sitting there going, oh, I'm going to play in the NFL someday. But they love football. And so that's really what makes it fun.
Parents okay? Because I have some experience coaching youth sports. Parents can drive you crazy.
No, our parents have been great. I mean, and I had one of the dads whose, you know, son's been on our team for, I don't know, probably 2 years, and he was like a high-level volleyball player, and he had said to me, you know, when you draft a kid or get a kid, you're really getting the families. And he's right, because if you have good families, you know, the rest stuff kind of works out. And, you know, you maybe don't win every game, but I just think that the kids are so connected, and the relationships you have with these families. A lot of our kids don't go to the same school. They're from, like, maybe one town over. You know, they're at different elementary schools, or, you know, and it's just great that you're connected with so many people. It's been, like, I'm not saying we don't have any kind of, like, things where it's just, like, gets super frustrating or whatever, but it's, for the most part, you know, you just, everybody likes to be around everybody, and they like to compete. And, you know, for the one of the best things is just, I know, at least in our case, our son's, like, obsessed with football. He loves it. And all this stuff has only made it more more, you know, it's connected us in ways. I love the car rides with him, and it's just stuff I never thought about until I was actually coaching him. That's been so great.
Yeah, and it's a great transition because we got a lot of fathers bringing their kids to the All-Star game here. Mike and I are literally right across the street from the park, and, you know, this is one of those rites of passages, right? You take your kid to the ball game, and if you get a chance, you take them to one of these All-Star games, and hopefully they fall in love with it. And it's kind of cool that you're doing that with your son and talking about Pee Wee football because it's a great time in their life. Bruce, before we let you go, do you think there's going to be a team now with this expanded playoff? Who is the Indiana this year? Who's the team that's going to make a run, and we're all going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. As you've looked at these teams, is there a team in your mind right now that could play that role and maybe be obviously in the college football playoff and no one expected it like Indiana last year?
I feel like it would have to be like a Big 12 kind of team because, you know, we saw like Arizona State preseason pick to finish in the bottom, and they not only made the playoff, they almost beat Texas, you know? I feel like there would be a Big 12 team, but I don't have – you know, when I've gotten asked that question, it's always been kind of who's the this year's Indiana in the Big Ten, and I'm kind of like, all right, I guess I'm going to lean into Nebraska. I feel like they have a good quarterback who's in his second year. Dana Holgorsen takes over the offense. He's really kind of scaled things down, and they don't have a lot of speed, but I feel like they have gotten a lot. You know, I feel like they've gotten a lot better. And so we'll see if this is year three magic for Matt Rhule. We've seen that at other stops. So maybe Nebraska will finally get things bouncing their way because it's been a real down decade for them.
And just finally bring it back to Georgia. With this parity we've got now for the big boys, maybe this is a year that Kirby is probably better equipped as this year is Saban to maybe get back on the championship.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against it. I mean, there's still a ton of talent there. You know, I listened to him this morning on SEC Network, and I just felt like, you know, his message and talking about leadership and a lot of the things that sometimes maybe people don't, you know, they want to hear a specific thing about a player or everything, but I feel like, you know, it seems like they're in a good direction. They just have a lot of new faces, and you hope for their sake, you know, the receiving room, because they just had a lot of drop-off when you have, like, such a go-to guy and Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey was a terrific, you know, second piece of that. And then neither guy was there last year, and I think they were pressing. So with a rebuilt receiver core in the portal, maybe that changes things, you know. Like, I still think, you know, they're a dangerous team. And, you know, we saw when they're at their best, you saw what they got after Texas. I mean, that was impressive when you watched them at midseason, especially going to Austin. So, like, I mean, you know that expression, they have a puncher's chance? You know, they pack a wallop, too. So, yeah. I wouldn't bet against them.
Good stuff. Bruce Feldman, follow him, guys. Check him out. He writes for The Athletic, does a terrific job. College football season is here, believe it or not. Bruce, we'll talk soon. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
You got it. Yeah, Kirby, the coach today, you're going to hear what he had to say coming up at the top of the hour with Andy and Randy. But we sell relationships over transactions.
Yeah, and it's funny because I love the quote. I love the fact that – because it should be about that. I mean, look, what we're saying now is, Mike, allegedly, everybody is on the same playing field. You're going to Missouri, they can only pay you X amount of dollars. They can pay you more, but nobody's going above this $20 million that everybody's allotted, right? And so if that's the case, isn't it about relationships? Isn't it about playing time? Because now when you talk about, well, it used to be my boosters had more money than your boosters and we could legally or illegally pay you more. Okay, well, I just think there are going to be some players who make more because of their positions. You're going to play quarterbacks more than you do a second-string safety. But everybody on the team's getting paid. Hey, we're coming back. We got a guy that's very, very interesting who's going to join us next. Can't wait to talk to Paul Martin. And you're going, Paul Martin, who is he? Wait to hear this story next on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Murph's Cobb Galleria, guys, getting ready for tonight's All-Star Game. Acuna for life hitting number two. Don't like it. He will be number two tonight.
You've got to get over this, Carl.
I don't like it.
Dave
I want him
Roberts,
to lead off.
They won the World Series. He gets to make the lineup.
He does. But before we talk more about the All-Star Game and more about the SEC Media Days, you'll hear Kirby Smart coming up in 15 minutes. Mike, when you have a successful show, it leads to another opportunity to have another successful show. And our guest, who's down at SEC Media Days, Paul Martin. For those of you who fell in love with his first show, and you're going, what show was it? Formula One Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Perfection.
And it got us all enthralled, and now it's bananas, and I think the fan base is growing. They've added more races, all the things, because I believe this show did that for Formula One. Now, Paul Martin has another show. And this is really cool, guys. It's going to premiere August 5th. SEC football takes full front and center, the stage front and center. It's called SEC Football Any Given Saturday.
Okay.
And it shares a behind-the-scene look at college football's powerhouse conference during the first year of expansion to 16 teams. Paul, thanks for joining us. Look, Mike and I, you know, I guess we're huge fans of you, and we didn't know it,
right,
but we're huge fans of the show. I want to start there before we talk about the SEC, Doc, because that's cool in itself. But how did you come up with this idea? And I saw you guys just recently did a big interview about this, the Formula One show. Because, you know, guys throw ideas around all the time. But what you guys ultimately did, as Mike said, was it's perfect.
Listen, thank you. I'll take fans from anywhere. So it's good to hear. I mean, Formula One was, you know, it was we were honestly just in the right place at the right time, you know, and that show was in the right place at the right time. You know, we you know, we were lucky enough that we'd made a film about Ayrton Senna, who was the Brazilian race car driver that died at Imola. And on the back of that, you know, Formula One, which was in a very, very different place from where it is now, only 8-9 years ago, they wanted to try and expand their audience. And so they did a deal with Netflix. They came to us and said, hey, you guys did Senna. Do you want to come in and do this, you know, new thing we're doing with Netflix? No one really had any idea what it was. We had no idea what it was. You know, we went down to the first race. You know, we really didn't know what we were doing. And, you know, we just got lucky. We got lucky with some of the access and some of the things that kind of happened. And we crafted this show, and it suddenly just exploded. And like I say, you know, we've tried to dissect the reasons why that show had the impact that it had. I think it was just lightning in a bottle and the perfect show at the perfect time. I think coming out in the pandemic kind of helped. Right. But it's been great because it's led to opportunities. As you say, like when you have a show like that, it just leads to more opportunities. And we've had such a great time making this show about the SEC. You know, as you can tell, I'm not, you know, where I grew up is not an SEC hotbed. and you know, I feel like, you know, I've just been this kid for the last year that's just going like, wow, that's cool. Or, wow, like, unless you've got a tiger or, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's just been great. And you know, and I think we've made a good show, and I can't wait for it to come out.
It is a Paul Martin, executive producer, guys. Any Given Saturday joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We say it all the time. Formula One, the FIA, Liberty Media, they should be cutting you a check for about $50 million for what you've done, because now we got three races in the States for all the things you just mentioned with Netflix and Drive to Survive. Whether it's Drive to Survive or college football, how much do you get pushback on the final product, and how much do they say, no, you can't run that, Paul, we got to edit that out?
I mean, not as much as people think. I mean, I think, you know, to use Drive to Survive as an example, I think we've had one note from Formula One as a definitive, you cannot put that in over 8 years. And it doesn't really work like that. You know, these things are a partnership, and you work hand in hand as we've done with the SEC. But we're very, you know, as producers, we're very clear from kind of day one that we need to be allowed to come in and tell the type of stories that we want to tell. And we know these shows, it needs to be additive, right? Everyone needs to come out of it and feel good that they've taken part in it. And they might not always like every part of the content, but as long as they can see them, that it's authentic, it's real, these things kind of happened, and you know, that's how we kind of approach it. And if we ever have any issues, you know, with pushback, you know, we talk it out, and we talk about the reasons why we think it needs to be in there, and we listen to the reasons why people think that it shouldn't be in there, and we always work it out in a way that everybody's comfortable with.
Paul, do you or will you, I guess it's already in the can, have that same access with this new doc, SEC Football, Any Given Saturday? Look, I guess now you've gotten a sense of how big it is here in the United States, and certainly in the Southeast, and why it does mean more. Do you have that same kind of access with this particular doc? And talk to us about this process of putting this documentary together.
Yeah, we had great access. You know, we had 10 of the 16 teams, you know, fully participate in the show. We've still produced a show that talks about the SEC as a whole, so you know, you get to see a little bit of all the kind of the 16 teams. But we had amazing access, you know, to make the show, and you know, I can't speak highly of the experience, because on all these shows and in all these worlds, you know, these guys have got day jobs that are far more important than a Netflix documentary, you know, and you have to respect that, and you have to know that passions are going to run high, that emotions are going to run high, and you know, you're there as a privilege, not a right. So you know, that's the attitude we always take. But you know, these guys are great, and I think you'll see it. I think you see it in the trailer. I think you'll see it in the episodes, that the access that, you know, these guys gave in some, you know, really tough moments for them. You know, I wouldn't want to be an SEC coach. I think, you know, the money's great, but that pressure every week to deliver, every week to have every move dissected, you know, in detail, you know, it's a lot.
Paul Martin's with us, guys, executive producer. You're going to be seeing this. It's going to drop in just a few weeks. But that is going to be the Any Given Saturday. And one of the things Paul just kind of touched on, Carl, these guys are control freaks.
Yeah.
And to have a camera crew,
yeah.
I can just imagine. What about the idea, and we've always said this, whether it was HBO with Hard Knocks here in the States, the camera really doesn't lie. And you see it in Drive to Survive. If there's a personality conflict or somebody's not doing his job, the camera picks up on that. Don't you see it? I mean, you see it when you when you're editing. Do you know? Oh man, we got some good stuff going here.
Yeah, you do. You do. Sometimes there's just moments that you kind of capture that you know that 100% that's going in the show, you know. Mm. And you sort of. It's also it can be those innocuous moments. It could be those little conversations that kind of, you know. There's a great moment in episode one which I love. With Shane Beamer and you know, it's in the aftermath of the LSU South Carolina game, and he's just in the dressing room on his own, and just the emotion on his face, and he kind of just looks up to the sky, and the moment you saw that, you're like, that's 100%, that's almost going to be the last shot of the episode, because it just sums up everything that Coach Beamer's just kind of been through.
Before we let you go, appreciate the time again, guys. If you watch Formula One, Drive to Survive, Paul Martin, one of the producers behind that, and now this great doc that's coming our way August 5th, SEC Football Any Given Saturday. What's next? You're on a roll, my friend. What's next?
Right. What's next?
What are you looking at?
Listen, we're massive sports fans, so we will, you know, we'll happily take any meeting and we'll talk to anyone. We love it, you know, and I don't know what's next. I think hopefully I'd love to do more of this show. There's more Drive to Survive coming. You know, that sport is, you know, a sport that finds a way to, you know, be more dysfunctional this year than it was last year. And so, you know, I woke up to a barrage of text messages after Christian Horner got fired, obviously, as you can imagine, because everyone seems to think I know, you know, every single thing that's happening in Formula One.
Right.
But yeah, you know, we want to do more of the shows that we're currently doing and explore more of the opportunities that are out there. But you know, but we'd love to do something in baseball. I know you guys are at the All-Star, so we've had a couple of conversations with those guys. It would be exciting to do something in that world, because I think that's. You know, it's a fantastic sport and obviously means so much, you know, across the country.
It would be fun. And by the way, the downtime in baseball and the behind-the-scenes stories, it would be very interesting. I'm telling you, that's a great plot.
Well,
right
again,
there.
Thanks for helping us get through COVID, Paul, because Drive to Survive, I binge-watch. I watch all the episodes all night when they do drop, so thanks again for your work.
That's great. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Good luck. And again, August 5th, guys, the doc drops SEC Football Any Given Saturday. All right, Paul Martin. Told you you'd be interested.
UGA, by the way, not a part of it.
One of the schools that was not.
There's a couple of schools which said, no, that we go back to Kirby and controlling what you can control, and they said no.
All right. I am going to watch. I do want to see because it also gives you a perspective of what other coaches are saying about other schools. Listen, you got to protect your proprietary information. All right.
Oh, and they got a lot of it.
And when I say that,
right.
We all just think all these coaches are saying the same thing. There's so much behind-the-scenes stuff, man, that you guys, we don't know about, and they don't want you to know. And
right.
They don't want you to know what he's saying. And so I have no issues if schools are like, nah, we'd rather not show you what's going on. It's not that they're doing anything nefarious. It's just, hey, man, how I talk to my guys, what goes on in my program is our business. And so I have no issues with it.
All right, man.
Coming up. We've got more to get to, including Kirby Smart. Mike, he stopped by the midday show. We'll let you hear what he said to Andy and Randy. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.